AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. One student was shot dead, another wounded after gunfire erupted near a dormitory Sunday on the Winston-Salem State University campus. AP correspondent Skip Foreman reports.
Officials at Winston-Salem State University say they placed the campus on lockdown around 1:30 Sunday morning after word of a shooting. A second-year student, Anthony White Jr., age 19, of Charlotte, was shot and killed, and another student was wounded.
Authorities have been searching for a suspected gunman. The U.S. Episcopal Church has installed its first black presiding bishop in an elaborate ceremony at the Washington National Cathedral.
Presiding Bishop Michael Curry succeeds outgoing Presiding Bishop Catherine Jeffords Shorey, who was the first woman in the job and is ending her nine-year term. The 62-year-old Curry says he arrived after a rough flight.
And there I was on the bouncing, and the plane was bouncing. I said, is this a parable of the next 9 years?
Episcopalians are struggling with shrinking membership and tensions over their support for gay marriage. But Curry said,
God is not finished with the Episcopal Church yet.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
There's no official announcement yet on the cause of the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula yesterday. AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenko has more.
Russian officials who are in Egypt have said that investigation is yet to start because the plane's flight recorders were found, but officials have not yet started work on deciphering them. And in fact, it has not been determined yet where it would be done. So there is no indication whatsoever what was the reason behind the crash.
224 people were killed in the crash. This is AP Radio News. The Mets may be competing in the World Series, but that didn't stop one of the team's clubhouse managers from running in the New York City Marathon.
It was a crazy 24 hours for Dave Birney after the Mets lost Game 4.
I slept on Terry Collins' couch for about an hour.
Then got up to run and got an encouraging call from David Wright.
David called me, and he's been busting my chops before that, but he gave me a nice phone call. He actually called me on the course. Pretty cool.
The Mets assistant clubhouse manager says he has little to compare running his first marathon to.
I never won a World Series or a Super Bowl, but I guess it's pretty close to that, you know. I can't really explain it. It's the last 2 miles is unbelievable.
At the New York City Marathon, I'm Julie Walker.
Revelers streamed into cemeteries across Haiti today, carrying beeswax candles, food offerings, and bottles of rum infused with hot peppers, marking the country's annual Voodoo Festival of the Dead. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.